Thank you, Mr. Chair. Malaysia aligns itself with the statement of the NAM and the OIC. At the outset, Malaysia would like to congratulate His Excellency Mr. Zamir Akram for his election as the Chair Rapporteur of the Working Group on the Right to Development. Malaysia looks forward to continuing working together towards the full realization of the right to development. Undeniably, the full operationalization of the right to development will pave the way for people to enjoy other human rights as they are afforded the opportunities to improve their overall well-being and live in dignity. As a strong proponent of the right to development, Malaysia believes that inclusivity is a key principle in the country's socio-economic development to ensure all citizens benefit from the growth and development of the country. Malaysia will continue to promote resilient and sustainable development through our policies and initiatives while safeguarding the welfare of its people. Among others, efforts will be enhanced to accelerate the shift to digitalization, skilled workforce, quality FDIs, and strengthening environmental, social, and governance principles to ensure the attainment of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and Sustainable Development Goals. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought about ripple effect and global challenges that are unprecedented. Malaysia too has not been spared from the impact of the pandemic, of which consequently had led to a slight digress in Malaysia's intended development path. Nevertheless, the economic recovery plans implemented by Malaysia have cushioned the impact of the COVID-19 and paved a path towards economic recovery and development. The Malaysian government's efforts and initiatives towards sustainable and holistic development post-COVID-19 will essentially be implemented through the current cycle of Malaysia's National Development Plan, the 12th Malaysian Plan, which will guide the way forward in the country's development trajectory for the next 5 years. With the objective of transforming the nation into a prosperous, inclusive and sustainable Malaysia, the 12th Malaysia Plan is anchored around three key themes, namely resetting the economy, strengthening security, well-being and inclusivity, as well as advancing sustainability. However, we are conscious that there are still issues and challenges which will not be easy to address, including in achieving inclusivity and the right to development for all. In July 2021, Malaysia has submitted its second voluntary national review on SDGs at a high-level political forum in New York. The submission reflects our long-standing commitment to the implementation of the 2030 Agenda by adopting a whole-of-nation approach in growing an economy that is inclusive, sustainable, and resilient. Malaysia will continue to work towards addressing inequalities and protecting the marginalized groups through specific measures to ensure that we achieve sustainable development. Moving forward, Malaysia would like to emphasize that stronger regional, international cooperation and integration are necessary to provide the necessary platform for the formulation of collective actions that further advance development and human rights. In this regard, Malaysia strongly urges states to build stronger collaboration and share best practices to promote inclusivity and sustainable development around the world. Together, we can realize a mutually reinforcing development and human rights agenda. Malaysia is also fully supportive of the process towards deliberating and finalizing the Convention on the Right to Development. Malaysia will continue to support the work of this working group and all mechanisms of the right to development. We stand ready for constructive engagements with member states as well as other stakeholders in advancing the right to development as part of the overall efforts to promote and protect human rights. As a final note, Malaysia wishes to emphasize that the realization of right to development foremost requires collective efforts. Towards this end, the international community must utilize every tool at its disposal as well as foster and promote sustainable partnership at all levels to effectively implement this fundamental right. I thank you.